Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for staying here for the office session. So the next one is Office Protocol Tool and Testing. I'm Jinhui Zhang. I'm from Office Interrupt team. Our team is basically in charge of the Office Protocol authoring tools, process publishing, and also we develop test tools and network tracing parser tools and other tools for office interoperability and other solutions. So in this half an hour, I'm going to introduce some test tool and basically focusing on the protocol test suite and what we are going to provide in this week for you to try the test environment out if you like to. So I'm going to ask a question. How many of you have used Office Protocol? Yeah, I see some hands. Cool. Thank you. So with our earlier talk, we all know what is protocol, right? And we've seen these slides probably a couple of times today, and I'm going to focus on the protocol implementation scenario here. So there are normally three protocol implementation scenarios: client, man-in-middle, and server. So for a protocol, client following the protocol create a request, send to the server. But in the meantime, man-in-middle is to increase the speed of the message or make it more secure or make it like have take less wire band, modify the protocol in the middle and transfer to the server side. Before the message reach to the server, the man-in-middle will revert it back to make the message follow the protocol structure so the server can understand it. And then, so after the server receive a request from the client, it process it, understand what is the message is following the protocol, and send the response back. So this is very typical protocol implementation scenarios. You can think about your product, like which role you would like to take. And with these scenarios, we build a set of Office test tools. MailSim, the first one, is a tool to automatically trigger Outlook as a client to send messages to mail server. So if you are implementing a Exchange server replacement or want to test your server's performance, you can use this tool. It can send out repeatedly and for long time messages to hit to the server. Protocol test suites. It's a test suite. We are implementing the client to send out the request to the server, Office Exchange or SharePoint, and then take the response back from the Exchange or SharePoint or your third-party implementations and pass those response. Find out if the structure is following the protocol, if the logic is following the protocol. So that's why we call it a testing tool. And we are going to provide the Azure VM environment for our Office Protocol test suites this week. So after this talk, if you'd like to try the Office test suite out, come to us and we are going to hand you over the username and the VMs, the password you can use, and you can have a taste of it. Message analyzer, parsers and Fiddler Inspector, they are network tracing tools. Like how many of you have used Fiddler? Yeah, we all know Fiddler, right? Message analyzer. Oh, cool. I see some hands. But if you haven't used it, there will be a talk on Thursday afternoon is introducing the protocol net tracing tool. And that in that tool, it will introduce the message analyzer and Fiddler Inspector. So OpenXML SDK, you can download it. It's open source in GitHub as well. So most of the tools are open source already. You can download them in the GitHub. And also, we are welcoming you feedback and also your contributions. So this test-driven quality assurance is the base, is the theory of our test suite. So how do we develop a test suite? First, after open specification released, we do a review first. It's basically review if it's any ambiguity issues or if the protocol is finished, if we can understand the protocol, and then we can start to implement it. And after this step, we are going to come to the second step, which is very important. How could we test a protocol? A protocol is a document, right? Then where are the test requirements come from? So we will read through the protocol document and line by line copy those sentences from the open specification and put them into an Excel and give the each sentence ID. And then with this a set of ID'd requirement, we then analyze them. Then talking about analysis of requirements, we have to understand what is a normative language and an informative language. So normative language is basically following RFC 2119, is if should, must, may, or should not, must not, may not. We understand all of these demanding sentences, which consider them as normative language. And informative language in a protocol document, that means the sentences help us to understand. For example, like examples are the informative language and informative sections in a protocol document to help us. And in our test suite, we only consider the normative language, normative sentence as our test requirement, because all as long as we put the normative sentence together, it covers all the requirements from the protocol document itself. For example, this method must return SOAP fault with specified error code. Like this, we would consider this as a normative language and put it as a requirement in the requirement specification. And after the requirement analysis, we come to the real test suite development session, which we design test cases and group test cases into scenarios, and group scenarios then cover all the behaviors in this protocol document. So this slide showed a design for the test suite. It includes three parts: test suite, adapter, and system under test. We call it SUT. So the test suite is, test cases. Test case is scenario-based, and it's the logic part of the protocol test suite. And then the adapter. Adapter is including two parts, protocol adapter and SUT adapter, control adapter. Protocol adapter include the generate and receive a protocol message, send out requests, receive this response, and pass that response to see if the structure follow the protocol documentation, and also the status if it follow the protocol specification. So since the protocol adapter is following the protocol itself, as long as you are implementing that protocol, you want to test it. So protocol adapter, you don't want to replace it. For SUT control adapter, which is different, we consider the SUT control adapter as it can help the test case finish the logic, finish the design. It can configure the server get the status of the server to help you to understand what is going on the server side. If it is meet the requirement, I want to get out from the test case. So if you are testing against SharePoint or Exchange, you can use them directly. But if you are testing against your own third-party production, like SharePoint or Exchange replacement, you can replace this SUT control adapter method to make the method can monitor your own server status or change your own server status. So after that is SUT, the test targeting. In this week, we are set the test targeting as SharePoint and Exchange server. But if you have other requirements, you can let us know. This is an example of a test suite case design. In the real world, for example, we update a document onto SharePoint server. And now we want to see the version of that document. Then we open that Word document on the SharePoint. We click File and Manage Versions, refresh server version list. And then at this point, Microsoft Word will send out get version sub in to Microsoft SharePoint. This is the MS Word protocol. And then Microsoft SharePoint will send back get version sub out response to Microsoft Word. So to test this message, how do we use it in the test suite? How do we design it? We use test suite to adapter to build a request of get version sub in and send it to a SharePoint server or any other server. And then wait for the response of get version sub out. So at this point, after the test suite get the response, what does it do? First, it will follow the test case part. We'll verify this is a get version sub out response. So this is the logic part of the protocol document. And then adapter will take the get version sub out response and pass it to see if this follows the structure of the protocol documentation. And then it can verify the field, which version I'm expecting and which version I'm getting. So this is the general idea of this, how this test suite work. Does this make sense? Okay, cool. So with this design, basically there are three components in the test suite. Test case, protocol adapter, and SUT control adapter. Test case, as we mentioned, it includes the logic part of the protocol document, like send out which request in what situation and expecting what response. And for in this situation, I expect which value in it. And it includes two kind of test cases. One is traditional test case, the other is a model-based testing test cases. So the traditional test case, we can understand it is manually handwriting test case. So it has the advantage of it's simple, easy to maintain. But if we have very complex parameter combination, we want to use the MBT, model-based test case. It can cover more scenarios and situations. And with protocol adapter, beside generate or pass the protocol messages, another responsibility of the protocol adapter is create the connection, create and maintain the connection. SUT control adapter, as we mentioned, is to control the status of the server. So it includes three kinds of adapter. One is most widely used, it's PowerShell SUT control adapter. We use the PowerShell Exchange and SharePoint. They provide PowerShell APIs, so it's easy to use. And manage source code adapter is C#. Sometimes, like protocol A, need a method from to control status of the server, and that method maybe it's identified in protocol B. So in this situation, we use C# to implement the method from protocol B, but put it into the SUT control adapter for the test case for protocol A. The advantage of this is it costs much less machine resource to run the test cases. And it's easier to maintain, it's easier for you to understand as well. And the last one is interactive adapter. This kind of adapter is most widely used by server replacement testing. Like if you are implementation for SharePoint replacement or Exchange replacement, you can use interactive adapter since the PowerShell API for Exchange or SharePoint doesn't work for you, right? So this is the topology of the Office test suite. We have two sets of test suite, Exchange and SharePoint. For Exchange, for both of them, we support four versions of the server right now. And on the client, we are using Visual Studio and Protocol Test Framework, which is also used in the Windows test suite as well. And optional part, we put the Machine Analyzer or Fiddler, and Spec Explorer is for the model-based test case. So we have a couple of model-based test cases in the Exchange RPC package. So if you are using them, you might want to use SE as well. So how to run test suites? Three ways: use Visual Studio, or we also have the batch files to let you just double click run. You can run the whole package, you can run all the test case for one protocol, or you can run individual test case as well. And the last one is command line. So it is more popular for if you want to run a set of test case and just run it overnight or whatever. Or combination, stability testing, this kind of thing. So these are the packages we are available in GitHub right now. It includes SharePoint package, FileSync and WAPI, EWS, EAS, and MyPHTTP. RPC is also included in the MyPHTTP package. So they are all open source in GitHub. You can download or clone them directly. So as I mentioned earlier in this talk, we are providing the test suite environment VMs this week if you want to try it out. So basically, you can get a set of Azure VMs, including a DC, a domain controller, an Exchange server, one SharePoint server, and one client. You are going to use this either IP or computer. Basically, you can use the IP to remote connect to these VMs and try it out. Then, how to run it? Let me give you a very quick demo of what you are going to get. After you get this set of password, you can remote connect to one of the server. So this is a client. And then from GitHub, which is here, if you type in interop test suites, you can find this repo. And you can see the document, overview, get started. And also, you can get 5 packages of Test Suite. If you download or clone it to your local to the client machine, which is here, and extract all to your local to the client, you will find the structure of these packages. For example, if you want to test Exchange MAPI, you are going to find 3 folders in the MAPI Test Suite package: docs, setup, and the source. In the documentation, it includes requirement specification, deployment guide, and other related. In the setup folder, it have the script to set up both the client and server PowerShell script. It look like this. So you can double click and configure the environment. On the source code, you can see the whole structure. You can open it in the Visual Studio. So after you got this package copied onto your client, the next step would be configure server. Copy the setup to the server. This is still my client. Here. Copy the setup to the server side. You can see the SUT folder. There will be a SUT configuration command script. And you would want to use runadmin to run this script. It will automatically configure the server for your test environment. After that, you can configure the client. Same. Find the setup folder and run this Exchange client configuration command script. And then the client will be configured. Just pay attention when you run the configuration script. It will ask you several questions like what's your Exchange server name or SharePoint server name, what's your the server version, what's the password of the user you want to use. Just type in the answer of your environment. And then you can open the source code in Visual Studio. You will find and build it. You can see the test cases on the Test Explorer. So one thing I want to call out is the common configuration file. The common configuration file include the server machine name. And also, the domain name or the computer name. So make sure you check them if you missed them in the configuration script. Or if you want to modify it during your testing, you can update this configuration file directly instead of running the configuration script again. And then from the test case scenario name, you can easily to understand what is this test case testing against, what is this test case test against. Okay, any questions here? So these slides show the structure I just introduced, including docs, setup, and source. So use the setup folder first, configure the server and client, and then run the source. So how to get the Test Suite environment this week? You can come to us directly, or you can email one of our support guy, Tarun, who is not in this room. So, your choice. Okay, that's the content of this talk. Any questions? Want to try it out? Okay, thank you.